Our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Frances, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we talked a while back and you told me that your board, the United Way board, was going to get together for a retreat right after the first of the year.
And we did that.
And you've had that retreat now.
We have. We had a great kind of brainstorming session. We had some women from the United Way of Texas to give us some board training. Now, how many nonprofit boards get training? Not many. We thought it was a great thing to have come talk to us about what's expected of a board member, and then we drilled down and what do we want our mission and our focus to be. So we've developed a mission and a vision statement, and it's now on our website so people can kind of go in and see what we're about. And we're still in the process of tweaking that a little bit. We have a pretty broad mission and a little bit narrower vision, but we're really working on developing the goals. And one of the things that we're doing to develop our goals more specifically is work with our agencies. And so we're going to have a focus group on March 3rd at 4 p.m. Invite the agencies that are currently receiving funding or are on application to receive funding for next year, or anyone else interested in making the community a better place, to come and give us feedback. What they see as the vision for a better Hunt County, what they see United Way doing to make it better, and those kinds of things.
Pausing just for a second to check the date. So that is a Thursday.
Thursday.
Right? Okay. So that's Thursday, March the 3rd.
Thursday, March the 3rd. It'll be at our new office there at the Senior Center Public Transit Building in Greenville on Lee Street. And it's at 4 p.m. It'll be about an hour, hour and a half. We've got some pretty open questions to ask to get a lot of feedback from the community.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've had a mission statement before, haven't you?
We have. It was not as, how do you say it, not as focused as it needed to be. And we've moved a little bit from being just an organization that funds other agencies to being an impact organization where we want to move the needle. For instance, we have some homeless population in Hunt County. What can United Way specifically, but our community in general, do to alleviate some of the problems that cause homelessness, to move those people into jobs, etc.? What does that look like?
So in your mission statement and your vision statement, I'm not sure I know the difference in a mission statement and vision statement. I don't want to get into the specifics.
Mission is very succinct. Uh-huh. The vision is a little bit more detailed.
A little more expansive. Mm-hmm. But basically, United Way is sort of taking on more responsibility unto itself.
Or, absolutely.
And voluntarily
we doing
that. We kind
of want to be the go-to in the community that says, you know, if someone has a need, where do they go for that need? Or if someone has a talent that they want to give, where can I go to give my talent? What agency would best benefit from me being a culinary chef, mm-hmm. or me being a photographer, or me being a radio
broadcaster?
There you go.
Yeah. We're talking with Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. So now this focus group Thursday, March the 3rd, you said, is for United Way, representatives of United Way agencies, but also anybody else.
Anyone that would like to come and be a part of the discussion, how to make our community a better place, absolutely, they're welcome. The geared toward this one specifically is for our agencies that we support and being a community partner. But I think anyone that has a desire to make the community a better place, please come give us your feedback. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in this focus group. If you want to come and talk to me, I would be more than happy to set up a time to do that too.
Individually.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But in your mission and or vision statement here, I mean, you're mentioning some specific things like reading and general well-being of people.
It's nice to say we want Hunt County to be a better place.
Yeah.
But what's it going to take to get there? It's going to take kids that are ready for kindergarten. And a lot of parents don't know what that looks like. I probably wouldn't know. I don't have children, but I've done a lot of research. So getting them to know their ABCs by the time they start kindergarten, having the colors, they understand the colors, those kinds of things are really important to setting your kid up for being on the right track.
We don't have much time left, but in the short time that we do have, along with the focus group that you have coming up, also you're approaching a deadline for organizations to apply for funding for next year?
Correct. We would like the agencies to come and be a part of the focus group.
Uh-huh.
They can get an application there, or I can email them an application. The application is due the end of that month, right before Easter. Well, 24th is a Thursday, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so it's that Thursday that the deadline for the applications are due.
All right, so that's a big date coming up Thursday, March 3rd, and we'll keep that on the calendar.
And we'll talk about it hopefully in the near future.
Absolutely. Frances, thanks very much for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.